Hi there, we're Henry.
And Kenneth.
And Robert from Squirrel Symmetry, and you're listening to The Grind on the PunkRadioCast.com. All from Scythia, and you're checking out The Grind.
What's going on? This is Chris bringing you another volume of The Grind. We're looking at number 91 for you today, and it is chock full of metal. As you heard off the top, we've got some interviews with two bands. Vancouver's Scythia, whom I caught up with in Edmonton at DV8 near the start of the month, as well as an interview with Sweden's Star Symmetry, conducted by our pal Marcus on a Grind fact-finding mission in beautiful Montreal, Quebec this past weekend. We'll be dishing up that interview in the second hour of the program, and to get us there, we'll hear that chat with the Warriors of Scythia, some of their tunes, as well as some other stuff tossed in there for good measure. Well, what goes with metal? Beer, of course. Lots were consumed during the course of both of today's interviews, and if you're tuning in to Punk Radio Cast in America, maybe on a new computer or stereo that you purchased after hours of camping out for the craziness that is Black Friday. Crack a cold one, enjoy your new purchase, and crank up the tunes because we've got a great show for you today. Speaking of Black Friday, maybe you don't like to participate in the in-store shenanigans and prefer to do your shopping online. Well, if that's the case, you should hit up shopradiocast.com and save some cash during our Black Friday sale. Lots of stuff is discounted up there, and of course, we're always adding new pre-sales and new items as well. Remember, if you're dropping more than 25 bucks at Shop Radio Cast, use the code GRIND when you check out, and you can drop 10% off that order. I am talking over a Scythia tune right now. It is, in fact, called Epilogue, and is the last track on their Of War album that came out earlier this year. Alright, so let's get into it. Along with Scythia and Scar Symmetry on the show, we've also got some brand fucking new stuff from Calgary's Obey the Fist. Now, an undisclosed source leaked us some of the final mixes from their new album that should be coming out early 2011. Okay, so I'm gonna go all Jesse Ventura on you here and bust the conspiracy theory. That undisclosed source is actually our Grind Ninja in Calgary, Miss Stacy Steele. And guys, it doesn't stop there. Not only did she leak me the new songs, which I think you'll only find right here on the show today, but she's also involved in a wicked bill that's on the books at Calgary's Palomino Pub. Now, on that bill, we're looking at four bands, including Obey the Fist, Cricket, and Decoy Decoy. Now, if you're in Calgary and you're looking for a good show tomorrow, November 27th, Saturday, you better get your ass down to Palomino's and get in on all the fun. Here's a little teaser right now. We've got one of those leaked songs from Obey the Fist. This track is fucking killer. It's Rusted Trust. Obey the Fist on The Grind.
Yeah.
All right, now after that Obey the Fist track, we heard a song from Decoy Decoy called Stop Crying, and we just wrapped one up from Cricket, and that was Last Minute Subconsciousness. Now next week on The Grind, Volume 92, we'll be serving up some more punk rock and punk rock interviews as Stacey brings us a couple of chats with our friends This Is a Standoff and Sanity in Numbers. They played back in November in Calgary. I guess it's still November technically. It's, I don't know about you, it's kind of Movember over here. I've been a little too busy to actually raise money, but I have raised a few eyebrows with this dirty-looking stash. So anyways, hope you're supporting November, hope you're supporting Movember, and get out to that Palomino show to check that out. Back to the punk rock show that's coming up next week, Volume 92. I also have a chat with Edmonton's Old Wives, and I think we might actually have another special interview in that show as well. Things, if they work out, then we'll have it for you. So Sanity in Numbers, This Is a Standoff, Old Wives, and more punk rock, Volume 92. But today, Scythia Scar Symmetry. I brought my camera along to the Scythia show, so keep your eyes out on the grindprc.blip.tv for footage from that show. And I'm also starting to upload some live performance stuff from Knucklehead, The Vicious Cycles, and The Old Wives. Check it out now, the grindprc.blip.tv. Okay, maybe not now. Wait till the show is done, at least. Maybe load it up and pause it and check it out later. Anyways, check that out for some stuff from The Vicious Cycles set, as well as a great interview with Vancouver's The Rectals that we recorded back in June. Like Scythia, that was also recorded at Edmonton's DV8. We're almost into the Scythia segment. This band is great. Musically, they're just awesome, intricate, really diverse. Visually, they live up to that as well. Performing in costumes of Nordic, Russian, wizard, and warrior variety, they kept to their character during the interview. And like many a person finding themselves amongst people speaking with foreign-esque accents, I found myself emulating the vocal stylings and conducted the interview in character. Character of some sort, I don't know. Anyways, listen for that. The song Fierce Riders of Scythia off of their Of War release will take us into that interview. But first, another brand new song leaked to us from Stacey Steele from Obey the Fist, playing tomorrow night in Calgary. This is Godless. We'll be right back.
hear the call.
This Riders of Cynthia!
Through the snow they charge at full speed.
This Riders of Cynthia!
Pity those who stand in their way.
Who all do we have in the group?
Present for this eve is guitars and vocals, Dave.
Celine, drums.
I'm Scott, I'm like the keyboards.
And over here we've got a wizard by the looks of things.
I'm the Red Wizard, as you can tell by my cloak.
What happened to your red cloak, Red Wizard?
I have a few hundred red cloaks, but you just wear them every single day. And you just get so sick of wearing red all the time. Red hat, red shoes. Why not change it up? Green, gray trim? The ladies love it.
You don't get any ladies there, Red Wizard. You're a scholar.
That's because jackass warriors like you take them.
Is that so?
Oh, yeah. Warrior. Oh.
Oh, I've got some mead and meat back at me trailer.
Oh, let's go.
Fancy that there, wizard.
Go storm yourself.
So you guys have been plagued by the Red Wizard for the duration of your tour across Canada.
Yes, it seems he's been attacking us with the elements in many different cities. First, in the middle of Quebec, he began shooting fire from his hands at young Scotty here because he stole his keys from the fortress. And evidently shortly after he gave them back, but that was not enough for the wizard, for we were walking through the snowy forest in the middle of Nowheresville, Ontario, when all of a sudden I heard a rustling in the bush. Nibs pointed towards the rustling, and before I could evoke a word, a snow thing,
ice storm,
that's the word I was looking for, hit me in the neck, and it slightly made me uncomfortable for a few minutes, and cold.
So Red Wizard, why are you plaguing Scythia on this tour across Canada?
Well, I was gonna help them, but they touched my cloak, and I really like this cloak. It's the only green one, and I just wasn't very happy about it. Some people call that petty and just like blah blah blah, but I don't even really care. I mean, if I get the, I practice enough to fire fire and ice and whatever the hell I want at people, I get to plague them. That's right, because power is a weapon.
It's been difficult. Because we have an anal retentive wizard in the band. And he does a good job on bass. And he does a good job of charming the crowd with arcane arts. People think they like Scythia, but in truth, they like the spells that the wizard casts. Do you not agree, Nibs?
I fully agree.
There is also one more Scythian that we have to introduce. This is Morgana of the Oboe of Death. Would you be so kind as to go fetch Morgana?
I will get her.
Thank you. Entice her carefully. If you do not return, I will know that she has slain you and eaten your soul.
Partners in desperate time.
Red Wizard, where
sound. Dead wizard in the night. Faint heart filled with fright. Dead wizard in the night. Despised across the land. An alliance lost before. Partners in desperate times.
besides the Red Wizard, what kind of evils have you had to embattle and face upon this great tour of this land?
Well,
expensive beer. Expensive beer was the biggest evil we come across so far.
Yes, the evil of taxation. And that evil has spread from beer to the price of gasoline as well. For we have had to cross many, many leagues of this great plains, and the truck we are driving requires many, many liters of a fuel called gasoline. And so beer and gasoline have been very, very heavy on the old wallet.
But unfortunately, they are the fluids of life for a touring band.
Yes, as long as you don't get the two mixed up.
That is true.
Oh, no, that's okay.
Gasoline is for the truck and beer is for my stomach. The other way around would kill me.
So thus far, what has been the best battle that you guys have affronted the Canadian citizens with?
The battles have been increasing in their splendors. We played Montreal on Hallow's Eve, and that show was definitely the most interesting and lively, and Morgana arranged that show for us. We played it at the catacombs in the city of Montreal, where everybody showed up in costume. We had orcs, we had warriors, we had heroes, and we even had a 12-foot-tall Grim Reaper walking around stage. Needless to say, he was very excited when we played the song, The Black Death. Aside from that, we played an excellent show last night in Saskatoon, where the crowd began injuring each other through the ancient ritual of moshing. The Saskatoonians, they seem to like their metal over here, and as I understand, Edmonton is also a city that really likes its metal. Would you not agree?
Oh yeah, totally.
Would you not agree?
Oh yes, they definitely love their metal.
Morgana, what is that object you've brought with you?
It is a authentic Viking drinking horn, which is the only way you should drink.
There's a problem with it though. There's still beer in it.
We're working on that.
I don't know if that's much of a problem or more of a solution.
I'd say solution. A very delicious solution.
Now, for friends and foes who might not be familiar with Scythia, what forth do you bring to the table?
What forth do we bring to the table? Well, we bring ridiculous antics is the first and foremost thing that we bring to the table. We bring a sense of storytelling for a story that does not really have an ending. It just continues on and on as the band continues on and on. Rambling and drunk. I'm just kidding, of course. What we offer is we offer a blend of folk elements and heavy metal. Combine that with some storytelling and some Halloween costumes and cheap beer.
Yeah, it's not that cheap.
I'd say Scythia really tries to play on the dynamics in music and really tries to make compositions that give a sense of a journey. Many people have described Scythia as a music that reminds them of Dungeons and Dragons, or it reminds them of a great quest, or, you know, some people who may not be more familiar with other forms of literature would relate to Lord of the Rings, even though that we don't talk anything about those dreadful hobbits.
Well,
what is your opinion on hobbits?
I think you should drink a little bit more. That's my opinion. What's your opinion?
I do believe we have called you an elf instead of a hobbit.
It's a lawn gnome.
All right. Well, I believe that hobbits aren't nearly as metal as lawn gnomes are. And that's my 2 cents.
Crossroads of many places, empires stood on fertile ground. Birthplace of civilization, cradles are rich, history.
cultures of wisdom bloomed and flourished. Legacies echo throughout time, born of steel, fire and conquest sacrificed for a noble cause. A fallen minstrel with a stringless lyre walks the earth with the burden of war, broken by the sights he witnessed. Listen now to his tale.
Blending all sorts of different genres of music. We have some Nord in there. We have some Russian storytelling. Of course, the metal. What kind of influences do you guys bring to the table?
Bears. This entire project was inspired by one painting of giant Russian warriors riding bears into battle, which can be found on the back of our t-shirts. That inspired it all. And from there, everything else followed. As for musical influences, my personal musical influences include Johann Sebastian Bach, Black Sabbath, and Iron Maiden. Those are the earliest influences that I have that really kind of triggered. Everything else I listen to is sort of just for mental exercises, really. How about yourself, Scotty?
In this genre, I listen to a whole bunch of stuff. But in this genre, the older folks like Renaissance from the 70s and Aphrodite's Child with Vangelis, probably one of my heroes.
Oh dear, well, being the oboist, I'd have to say classical music is probably my first influence. But I like a lot of the more modern folk metal bands like Elvedi and Arcona. And then, of course, Blind Guardian has to be probably one of the big influences. Probably can't speak for just myself on that one, so.
Influences? Alcohol and Inzifferum. That's all you need.
Now, we touched on this a little briefly earlier in this interview. Literary influences. You folks definitely must be well-versed in the art of literature.
I learned to read last week. There you go with the warrior comments again. I trust in my sword, not in this book.
I'm probably a big dork, and I read a lot of fantasy novels, so yeah, I have copies of The Lord of the Rings that were my father's when he was in college, so yeah, I read a lot of fantasy.
And what does the Great Red Wizard have to say on this topic?
Well, it's very important to drink when you read. That's my first advice to any person who wants to become as literate as I am. And, well, I carry several tomes with me at all time. I have about 8 in this cloak. I'm not showing them to you because they're too awesome.
The Wheel of Time!
The Wheel of Time!
The Wheel of Time!
Thank you. Everyone loves the Wheel of Time. But anyways, yes, reading is fantastic. And...
What books and do drinking. You read, Wizard?
What?
Give us some of the gems. What books do you read?
Oh, just read The Wheel of Time. Mistborn and that stuff. I was going to say something else, but I completely forgot it. I was really focusing and really liking this ale of sorts. Oh, whatever. Here you go.
It appears that the wizard does not want to divulge his secrets tonight.
Exactly like any good wizard would.
I guess.
You're trying to pry.
For folks who might not be familiar with your brand of mayhem, what are they in store for when you descend upon their town?
A highly energetic performance is paramount to what Scythia has to offer. Secondary to that, they can expect a lush variety of orchestral sections, really good fist-pumping heavy metal, and some riffs that even border on punk music in their sort of rawness. We really appreciate crowds that throw down and really get into the music, and that helps us out a lot. You know, there is some fancy stuff in there, a little bit of, you know, oboe sweeps and keyboard noodling, as well as some, you know, guitar solos. But that's not the most important part of Scythia. The most important part of Scythia
is the bass!
Red Wizard.
Red Wizard, you and your green cloak are doing no good.
The most important part about Scythia is the fun, and the fun in the energetic performance. We'll be right back.
fate. Only time will be the judge, until then they must wait.
Nowhere to run, there's nowhere to hide. Consuming life from deep inside.
All across this staring deep into the night, embarking on a journey with lanterns dimly lit. The path ahead is treacherous, filled with anguish and with strife. War begins to stir, shadows at their heels.
I understand that Sethia is working on some new magical melodies to bring forth to the ears.
Yes, we're working on a composition of 11 magical melodies that the wizard has been so kind as to let us record and use, as the wizard had written these thousands of years ago, and we are just bringing them to life. That is true. We are working on a set of compositions for our upcoming release that will be released next summer. Right now we're finishing the writing process and looking to find a producer to encode this onto a master disc and then provide it at shows such as this one.
But in the meantime, you will continue to tour the Tales of War?
That is correct. We will continue to tour with the Tales of War, though about half of the material we actually play live is not featured on Of War.
What kind of experience was it laying that down onto a tangible format of music?
It was a very intense and enlightening experience, for I did all the engineering, and I had a heavy hand in the production as well, and me being a layman, it was really a learning experience for me. The others at the time, who actually are no longer present in Cynthia, we've sort of had a lineup change. The others really enjoyed the process, but also found it to be quite grueling because, you know, we were really demanding a high level of expectation when laying something down. In the end, it took place over about 3 months, and then the mixing and mastering took place over 1 month, and most of the recording took place in my living room.
Now, for fans of Scythia, what can they look forward to in the future?
They can look forward to
more oboe.
We call it Mobo. More colorful banners, slightly more energetic performances.
Smelly dudes,
and
beer.
Well, they're all smelly chicks as well. But you know, there is a line of reasoning that says chicks don't actually smell. But for new things, they can look forward to more of a deeper exploration into sort of this particular form of folk metal that we have begun to work with. I feel that we're only beginning to scratch the surface with where we're going with this.
Now, have you found that there are many other bands of brothers who try to simulate the same style of Scythia?
No.
not even close.
I'd say the bands that do something similar are also doing something completely different, and that makes no sense unless I give you a direct example. Marching Mind, the band we're touring with, they play a very different sort of music. They play more of a space metal / progressive rock kind of influenced style of music, but they do it with the same sort of qualities as Scythia, in that they give a very energetic performance and they're very authentic about their presentation, and that it doesn't really sound like anything else, though it may remind the listeners of other things. So I'd say what is unique to Scythia is more that we don't really try to emulate anything else. We just sort of do what we feel is natural.
For fans of Scythia and perhaps new followers of the group, where can they find you on the great interweb?
On the great interweb of time and space, we can be found at 3ws.myspace.com/scythiafolkmetal, spelled S-C-Y-T-H-I-A folk metal. That is our MySpace page. What is our webpage there, Scotty?
It's www.scythiafolkmetal.com, soon to be scythia.com, but I would recommend just Googling Scythia, and you will find everything that we do on the internet.
Additionally, we have a Bandcamp. If you type in Scythia Bandcamp, we have our CD of War available for pay what you want. So if you only have $2 and you want to download our album, so be it. We've had generous donations of $20 for the album, and for that we are very grateful. But for those who just want to listen to the music and don't want to be bothered by having to pay a set price, that is the best place to go. Also, you can find our tunes on iTunes or CD Baby.
Or when you come to the show.
Most excellent, and I highly recommend checking out a Scythia event, because it is an event. You're not just here for a show, you're here for...
A spectacle.
A spectacle.
An experience.
An experience.
And I may decide not to destroy you, if you're lucky.
Kind words from a red wizard in a green cloak.
We're still trying to stop him from destroying the rest of the band.
No promises. Just buy me a beer and I might spare your life. Maybe. Two beers and you're set.
An easily tamed wizard. So any more messages for the minions before we wrap things up here on Punk Radio Cast?
Look forward to more touring from Scythia, for we will come to your town and find you and make you laugh.
Thank you. desert sands. We stand surrounded and without a prayer in hand. These vile foes will cut us down tonight if we don't find the weapon to uphold the light. Screaming like demons, they begin their final charge, descending from the hill with blades raised to the sky. Pray for sacred steel, adamantium, the last sword of kings. Rest within my grip and drive these foes back to hell.
Epic journey in music was Adamantium from Vancouver Minstrels Scythia. Now, as you heard in that interview, I jumped through a variety of pronunciations for the band name Scythia, Scythia, Scythia at one point. I don't know. Anyways, I also did something worse that night. Following the interview, we walked back into DV8 to hang out for a while. I was staying at Edmonton that weekend to catch and videotape the Knucklehead, Vicious Cycles, and Old Wives show at New City the next day. Later that night, after a trip to a McDonald's drive-thru at like probably 3 in the morning that I didn't get any food at because a giant fight erupted in the vehicles in front of me. Some shirtless, angry dude stomping on a car. I don't know. Edmonton, 2:30 in the morning on a Friday night. What do you expect? Anyways, later that night, when I went to charge the batteries for the camera, I realized that I had left my backpack in the parking lot at DV8. And that was like an hour ago from that point. A couple of frantic phone calls and texts were made to Scythia to inquire if they might have picked up my backpack, which contained two batteries and my charger, and a lot of money invested, basically. Luckily, they had. But they had also started their journey towards British Columbia, and they were setting up camp in a parking lot in Spruce Grove. Long story short, a huge thank you once again to everyone in the band for picking up my equipment, as well as waiting for me to get there and retrieve it before they caught a few hours sleep and moved on to the next city. Well, now that I've told you that little story, I'll also tell you the names of the songs that we heard in that Scythia interview. We did kick it all off with Fierce Riders of Scythia. Following that, we heard the songs Red Wizard and Caspian Rhapsody. When they were talking about their influences, we heard the ballad Elegy in the background, and we also heard the Black Death in there. almost into Marcus's Scar Symmetry interview, where they talk about such things as naked wrestling, Swenglish, and being friends with Nicholas Lindstrom. Right now, though, this is a few songs for a friend of the show, John Asher of Asher Media Relations. This is Fat Tooth with Big Daddy, followed by Omega Chrom's Battlefield. Then we're going to take it right into Scar Symmetry with one of their songs called The Iconoclast.
Hey everyone, this is Marcus reporting for The Grind on punkradiocast.com. Today I'm in Montreal hanging out with three other guys from melodic death metal band Scar Symmetry, all the way from Sweden. So how's it going, guys?
Well, we're doing fine.
Doing fine? Drinking beer?
Drinking beer?
Yeah.
It's great.
So who am I speaking to today?
Well, I'm Henrik.
And what instrument do you play?
I play drums and write lyrics.
Yeah. And I'm Kenneth. I play the bass.
You're the band daddy.
The handyman in the band.
Yeah, and I'm Robert, one of the singers in the band.
Sweet. So, all right, guys, this is your second time in Montreal this year and touring North America, actually. How has the experience been so far, and did you learn anything?
We haven't really learned anything, I think, but it's been really good so far. We've done, I don't know, 5 shows, maybe?
Yeah, 5 shows.
Yeah.
It's been incredible. The last 3 shows were sold out. I think we've done 6 shows.
Yes.
Six maybe. Shows, yeah.
One headline and five others, yeah.
And on this tour, you're co-headlining, co-headlining with Epica. And the last tour earlier in 2010 was with death metal legends Hypocrisy, of course, also from Sweden. What do you find most rewarding in touring with class acts such as those bands?
I think it's really good and really nice to be on tour with those bands.
Yeah.
Hypocrisy is like friends of ours.
Yeah.
But
and especially they bring people to the shows.
That's true.
More people than we could bring. So we get to play to more people, and that's always nice.
Oh, sweet.
Yeah.
In the metal scene, do you find there's a big difference in North American and European crowds? In terms of, like, you know, atmosphere and energy?
Yeah, it depends on which town you're in.
Yeah.
Up here, always have been good in Canada for us.
Yeah. What about Montreal? Is there a, do you find there's a big difference?
Every time we're here, it's like...
Yeah, it's always good. I mean, the States, America is so big, so it kind of differs a lot. I mean, it depends on which part you're
That's true.
Playing into.
Yeah, and which day also.
That's true, right? Yeah, that's
Tuesday
true.
And the Friday.
What about what about the European scene?
It's the same thing there.
It
depends on which country you're playing in, but and even which town.
Sometimes it feels like you here in North America show your feeling more. If you like it, you scream more.
Yeah, that's true.
But they do that in Germany also.
Oh yeah, in Spain, man. Yeah, okay. Yeah.
In Spain, man.
It was some little Swedish there. Also, I mean, med is...
That's a bonus. All the bonus. Swedish words we put
in
there.
Yeah, it's a bonus. Yeah.
All right, so Dark Matter Dimensions, your most recent album, has received positive reviews from the metal world. It's also released on Nuclear Blast Records, which is one of the best or even the biggest label in the metal scene today. I personally find that your sound appeals to many different crowds, which is your main reason why you can tour with different types of bands. With that being said, how have you guys developed your sound throughout the years?
Well, I mean, when we recorded the first album, we weren't really sure of what we were doing in the first place. We just did something and it ended up sounding like that, you know?
Almost like today.
Not much has changed. No, but I mean, that's when we kind of found our sound. And with the next album, we just tried to evolve in some way. Just fine-tune everything.
Yeah. Okay. Again, on Dark Matter Dimensions, you have a big change in the vocal department.
Oh, yeah.
Two new vocalists, Robert, of course, and Lars. How has the transition been? What happened to your previous vocalist, Christian?
He's gone Christian.
He's gone, yeah.
No pun intended. Christian.
No, well, the transition, I think it's been really good, actually. Yeah,
really good.
There was, I mean, when we recorded Holographic Universe, around that time we had a really bad vibe in the band, so...
Okay.
And it just kept getting worse, so ultimately we said, we gotta do something or just break up the band.
Yeah.
So the solution was to let Christian go.
And you find, like, playing live is two vocalists better in terms of...
Oh yeah.
You know, transitions.
Yeah, of course, you get more interaction.
Exactly.
And,
yeah.
Yeah, there's more room.
It's way better.
Yeah, no, for sure.
More room to create the show.
Yeah, exactly. Than your most recent release, Dark Matter Dimensions again. You also have three other studio albums that people should not forget. Can you quickly talk about those albums too?
Yeah, sure. What do you want me to say about them?
No, I mean, you know,
square-shaped.
Square-shaped. No, but yeah, I guess
the lyrics
really,
and so
yeah.
on. It's different.
Actually, the disc is round.
Yeah.
I don't know. As I said, with the first album, we were just experimenting a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
We had no idea what we were doing. I mean, the whole thing just came together in a really spontaneous way, you know?
Yeah.
And then when that album came out, we realized, okay, this is what we're going to sound like. So we just wrote some more songs and tried to do it a little bit better. And that was Pitch Black Progress.
Oh, yeah.
And then on Holographic Universe, yeah, as I said, we had a little problem with the vibe there in the band, but we made the best out of it, and Holographic Universe was born. So with the Dark Matter Dimensions, we were kind of newborn, so we wanted to maybe get more of a brutal approach to that album.
Okay.
Actually, so just, yeah, there was a lot of energy around that time.
Okay. Can you tell the listeners about a funny band story that happened while on tour? Anything that you could
say? Pick and choose, guys.
To each age, should we tell it?
Yeah.
Anywhere, anything you want, like North
so
America.
Much.
I know, that's a thing.
Things. Oh, yeah. We end up doing crazy stuff almost every day.
Yeah, it's getting like normal.
I don't know, say something.
Yeah, I just
underwear on your head.
Yeah, that's really crazy.
You wanna can we tell them about that?
And it was a festival.
Can I tell it?
Yeah, tell it then.
It was on the Earthshaker Festival in Germany. And
you have to say your part of it also.
Oh, of course, yeah. I will. I will make us all embarrassed. No problem. Anyway, we were playing there and we got two like hotel rooms, and we bought a shitload of liquor, just placed it all on the table, and we all got almost naked.
It was so warm, we have to say that.
Yeah, okay.
So we ended up sitting in our underwear.
Yeah. Or we wanted to freeze to death.
Yeah.
No, but yeah, it was warm, so
and
we had to get naked.
And what happened after that, I don't know, but we started
we had a wrestling
competition.
Yeah. It's like a naked male wrestling competition where we just
so nice.
Jumped at each other, you know? And
who won?
I guess I don't know. Nobody.
Yes.
I think you jumped into the wall.
Yeah. I miss all the others and crashed right into the wall.
And we just, you know.
And then we decided to go to
out.
The festival.
Oh, yeah.
When we were really, really, really drunk.
And
because in between the wrestling matches, we drank a lot of booze.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And then I tried to put my clothes back on me again. And I grabbed something in my bag and I thought it was my t-shirt, but it was my new underwear.
Oh, no.
So I put my head through one leg and the other arm in the other leg.
Oh,
and the thing I was saying, we have it on film. fuck, it fits so good in the story. I didn't realize it was my underwear I had on my head.
Oh, wow.
Man.
And then we went out and everybody jumped in a taxi and drove away, but I was sitting in the taxi right in beside the underwear.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Oh, jeez.
Oh.
Okay, so
I mean, we have so many stories.
Yeah, I know.
A lot of things crushes all the time, like tables and stuff.
Yeah.
But,
we are so clumsy. Yeah, you.
You can tell that story.
Which
the one? Arm wrestling. I want to wrestle.
Arm wrestling competition.
Whole furniture thing.
Yeah, but that's a normal evening.
want to fight and
last year
have a table in the bus, so I had to get rid of the table, so I threw it out.
It was screwed into the floor, you know.
Yeah.
It was embarrassing.
The bus the company didn't like it. The bus
but the thing, when you search for your phone, wasn't so good.
The same
bus driver.
Yeah. In my sleep, I almost raped the bus driver.
And the thing, he backed into the bus driver's bunk. And the bus driver woke up, seeing his ass.
Yeah.
I am searching for my batteries for the telephone.
Next question, maybe.
Yeah, next question. All right, so Robert, you play in another band or other bands, namely Facebreaker. About that band, you guys have a brand new album out. Can you talk about that release?
Yeah, it's called Infected, and it's released on Cyclone Empire in Germany and on license here in Canada and in US on Metal Blade.
Oh, nice.
So that's cool, and yeah, we're very satisfied with it, and we're gonna do a little touring next year when I'm not touring with Scar Symmetry.
Okay, that's true, yeah.
That's really good. The Sweet. Old friends.
Nice.
Like a friendly band. Friendly band? Yeah.
What are we?
A brutal friendly band.
Not friends.
All right, a few random questions. What's your favorite city to play in worldwide?
Worldwide? Montreal.
It's really...
Canada.
We said it before. For us... Canada has always been really, really good. Yeah. It doesn't matter. We played in Toronto, Quebec, we're here, and now we're going to play in London also.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah.
We don't know about that city yet, but it's always have been really, really good.
Good crowds, sold out, yeah.
And they're very professional at the places here in Canada, if you compare to US.
Okay. It's always shower, it's always good catering, everything is...
That's good.
That's really cool.
It's like in Europe. It's like home.
Yeah.
You have it here.
Yeah.
It's more like Europe.
Yeah. That's why Montreal is really multicultural.
Yeah.
That's why they really care about metal.
Because the US are not multi.
Well, they are, but not like here. No, okay. No, exactly.
But it's really... So I can say one of the top is just playing in Canada.
Yeah.
And of course, we have a lot of venues in Europe that's also really good. But in the top... I can say Canada.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, cool.
And I don't mean it just because you are from Canada.
Not just leaking asses.
No.
Well, you can lick more.
Yeah.
Canadian or Swedish beer?
Both.
Oh, we have almost the same.
Yeah, it's the same taste.
I would say Swedish because you don't have the Prips Blue here.
Yeah, Prips Blue, yeah. One more Swedish word.
Yeah.
Here.
What is the best thing about Canada?
You guys.
You guys.
No, I have to say everything works like in Europe, in Sweden and so on. It feels like more convenient.
Cool. Okay.
There's more homeless people here though.
Yeah, that's true. What about weather-wise?
Same? Oh, we have the same.
Yeah.
I felt it today, but I have more clothes back in Sweden. So I was freezing.
Why do Swedes speak so good English compared to other countries around you?
We don't dub anything on the TV.
Quick answer.
That's good.
Yeah, it has to be like that.
Yeah. Germany, they...
But I mean, like Norway, Finland, it's really, they're like so separate, you know? They're not like at all like you guys.
I think it's a big thing. We are really good.
We cannot speak so good. Nah, but I guess it's from
culture, I guess.
Watching movies.
Movies.
And not. Yeah.
Do you guys follow the NHL? And if so, what's your favorite team?
I don't. I'm a hard rocker.
Okay. For
me, it's like a little tricky one there because my old friend from school is playing in Detroit.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. So I have to support him because I'm a friend with him.
So Zetterberg.
No, Niklas Lidström.
Oh, Lidström, nice, yeah. Nice. That's good.
Yeah, so sorry, I have to say it because he's a friend.
Yeah, you have
friend
of mine. Yeah, exactly.
Nice.
All right, so where can people reach you online? Buy music, merch, questions?
We're better now on Facebook and so on, MySpace. If you take it back a couple of years, we wasn't so good replying and so. No, but now
on this tour we're doing a diary, so we are the part two now.
Yeah,
so it's going to be part 10 when this tour is finished.
Oh yeah, wow.
And I work every day on that diary, so
I have to say.
I need to both green the side now will work.
Robert and Lars.
That was Lars, by the way.
Yeah, hello.
Nice to see you. I think it's MySpace and Facebook. And
can you say the sites there to the listeners?
MySpace/ScarSymmetry.
And Facebook.
Search ScarSymmetry.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the best places to.
Yeah.
And we try to use them and work with the sites.
Yeah. All right, so can you
maybe
perhaps
have a beer in
your hand. That's cool, you're making sounds. Can you perhaps discuss some future plans for the band? And I recently read that you have drum tracking done for the new album.
Yeah,
yeah, that's right.
And one song is
we're recording the guitars in the bus.
Oh yeah,
tour. Yeah,
yeah,
so
nice.
Really
nice. So when is that going to be out?
Approximately April.
Late
April. 28th. Okay. We are so good at English.
We are so really good at
eighth.
Yeah. It's like you're doing crack on a pipe.
Oh. Maybe I'm tired.
All right. So, any last words to say to the metal listeners, either fans of the band or people hearing you for the first time?
To the old fans,
thanks for supporting us and check us out and stuff like that.
Come to the shows.
Rock on.
I have to say thank you to all the fans because you've been really, really good with
keep
us.
Keep the metal flowing.
From the first time we arrived here.
Yeah, that's cool. Sweet. All right, guys, so thanks so much for your time. Have fun and good luck on the rest of the tour. And as always, try to not behave, especially you, Robert.
Thank you.
Again, so this is Marcus signing out for The Grind on punkradiocast.com.
Tracks in there from Scar Symmetry, amongst that interview with the band done by our buddy Marcus from Ottawa in Montreal. Kicked it all off with the Iconoclast. We also heard the Consciousness Eaters in there, as well as a song from Robert from Scar Symmetry's other band, the side project. Actually, he's in a few, but the side project named Facebreaker. Pure Swedish death metal, formed back in 99, three full-length albums under their belt. Creeping Flesh is the track, and that's the first track off of their new album called Infected, which came out November of this year. We did hear some more Scar Symmetry in there. These are all coming off their 2009 release, Dark Matter Dimensions. We heard the song Nomononym and Phenomenon, as well as wrapping it all up here with Ascension Chamber. Now, that's pretty much it for the show, but remember, next week, Friday, December 3rd, fuck, it's already December? Alright, December 3rd, we've got some more punk rock, including the likes of music and interviews with This Is a Standoff, Sanity in Numbers, The Old Wives, and possibly a mystery interview coming all the way from the other side of the world! Possibly. We'll see. Apparently the editing is hell on that, so I'll see what I can actually get done for that. This is The Grind, this is wrapping it up, Volume 89. What do you want to hear? Keyboard Cat, what do you want to hear? Some Abanaya? Alright, coming from France, Abanaya. This is coming off of their 2009 release, Corpse? I think it's 2009. This is Homme Libre. Catch you guys next week on The Grind right here, punkradiocast.com.
Et qui tu pour résister? Mais qui tu pour exister?